When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine, in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
I offered countless legal strategies during the trial to Alan. Didn't use a single one of them.
I've seen carnival psychics with a better track record than Greg when it comes to legal prowess. I'm just suggesting maybe not.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
This is the beginning of rage incidents and how people get hurt.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
This is the way of the times. Like, you have to just get on board.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Can you, would you be able to Mount Rushmore the most noticeable claps in music?
Hey, Mickey,
you're so fine.
Is there a clap in there?
I thought
like
there was a clap in
pronounced
there.
Clap in that?
What about Layla?
Layla?
Eric? What's his name?
Eric Clapton.
Thank you.
Clapton.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do?
How you doing, Wiggy?
What up, what up?
Well, bit of a cluster F to warn you about right off the bat this morning, because there is an overturned tractor trailer, Courtney, on 495 North, where 495 North and Route 93 intersect in the Andover area. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. Right at exit 97, all lanes closed. They're saying trash, debris, large oil spills. So this is going to be a long cleanup.
Okay. Avoid it.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Yep.
And we'll keep you updated on that this morning. The haze is back. Curtis, air unhealthy again today, it looks like. It seemed like this morning anyway.
It is, but it keeps saying not as bad as the day before. I don't know if I'm supposed to feel better or worse. Right now it says 50.
Okay.
Which is about 8 years from you.
Another routine win for my Red Sox last night.
Oh, yeah.
It was. Uh-huh. And, what would you expect on a crochet day? But
Seems like Alex Cora post game talked about how he's all good to go all the way through October, and you don't need to skip another start,
mm-hmm.
and you don't need to worry about overworking Garrett Crochet, mm-hmm. and so. You know, I cross your fingers.
Right.
We are on our way to the playoffs.
And they just keep putting space in between them and the Yankees. Like, mm-hmm. they're up four games now on the Yankees. To jump them just less than a week ago and then right. to be up four games, I mean, they're performing yeah. perfectly at the right time.
Wheeling and dailing.
Yep.
It's the brilliance of Craig Breslow. And we've talked about it a lot on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, the secret
of doing nothing.
I think we all said it heading into the deadline. Please do not touch anybody on this team. Don't do it. Do not add to this team because we want the chemistry to remain
the
same.
Some people said that.
Not really.
I think you were one of those people.
I was one of those people that was a chemistry guy.
Nice,
I was a chemistry guy.
Right.
But I wanted them to add.
But you didn't want them to mess with the chemistry. If you had to choose, add or mess with the chemistry, I feel like, Greg, you were on the side. Leave it alone. Don't mess with the chemistry.
That was really only with regard to Jaren Duran,
okay.
who's on an absolute tear. But
that was the guy, though, right? That's the chemistry guy. Who else were they talking about?
No, I think Curtis is right. Like, the only question now that you're really going to have – I mean, if they keep playing like this in August
mm-hmm.
– then the only question you're really going to have is when they do get the playoff time, do they have the arms to get them there? And so I mean, I don't know. Like, you look at, I mean, remove Crochet from the discussion, mm-hmm. who hasn't lost a game since May 26th, I think. But if you look at the ERA of Lucas Giolito and Brian Bello, who, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I was watching Nesson last night, and I heard it pronounced Brian Bayou, Curtis.
Yeah.
Was he born on a Bayou, yeah. Brian Bayou, or is it Brian?
Well, obscure reference, of course, the water boy wanted to get to the Bayou Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It was ladies' night, so.
If you look at.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I was watching a little bit of that broadcast mm-hmm. last night. It was very interesting.
They did a great job.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yes, no, it's interesting.
Top notch.
At first, I thought
that's interesting.
No, I don't know. At first, I thought the girl was Jenny Dell, but it wasn't. What's her name? I forget her name. She works at Nesson.
Was a question asked by New England. Yes. Anyway, where mm-hmm. was I? Oh, so you look at what those guys are able to do in July. If they can continue that, Wiggy,
right.
then you're on your way.
Bale's ERA is ridiculous. I mean, for the last 30 days. And so Giolito's been excellent. So if you have Crochet, Giolito, and Bayou, or, you know, Bayou, or whatever they're calling them.
Now we're going to have Born on a Bayou as a rejoin chime at some point this morning.
Yeah, first one of the day.
If they can pitch like that, they're a legitimate contender. If they can have those two guys pitch like that, they are a legitimate contender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is when a guy who may or may not have stolen from Buff's Pub, who used to work here in Nesson, said that they're peaking too soon. That would be what I would say. I think the Red Sox are playing amazing, but it's not whether or not Greg or me or anybody said they should buy. According to the insiders,
mm-hmm.
the front office was livid with Breslow for his inability to move off of prospects and acquire players they wanted at the deadline. So it's not our thought. I mean, we do think that. But according to Carrabas and others, the Red Sox brass was frustrated with Breslow's inability to make a deal.
Yeah.
So, well, your owner did what you wanted most owners to do, right? Stay out of it and let your baseball or your basketball, football, whoever the people are, run the show, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't we want that from Robert Kraft? Stay out of the business. Mm-hmm. Don't we want that from some people?
I think we've been
don't.
Asking for John Henry to be around more and put more focus on this and not other ventures. I think we've demanded that John Henry be available, be around, and not.
Yeah, but if he's upset, he's basically saying, hey, Breslow, I hired you to do a job. You do what you think is best for the team. But if he's upset that he didn't make this move, it's a Breslow not, you know, feeling like what he was doing was best for the team. It's not, it doesn't really fall on John Henry's lap.
So then why, between Heim Bloom and Craig Breslow, they've done nothing? It's just they hired two different guys who have the same mentality, and they didn't do any type of change.
But isn't it if you're telling me the reports out of the front office was livid, then that means
I would give Courtney some points like around the horn style.
But who what?
Who probably leaked that the front office is livid?
I don't know who leaked it.
I mean, it's like the writing is on the wall
so
in my
who
mind.
Leaked it?
I think the front office saw the response of how people were with Craig Breslow, and they said, well, we want to get ahead of this. We want it to make it seem like we were all in. We wanted moves to be made.
Why weren't they in? Because it wasn't about salary. If it was a big ticket guy with a big salary and they don't do anything, then you could see John Henry stepping in. But Joe Ryan is making like $3 million. So why?
Right, but Courtney's point is perfect. They haven't done anything for three years, and the GMs have changed.
But we're talking about this year, right? Why wouldn't if John Henry is more about the money and the salary and all that? If it's not about salary with Joe Ryan, then what's the reason on why you don't do it? I think
it is indirectly about salary because they're maintaining control over players that will be cheap.
Right, but you have control over Joe Ryan for the next 2 or 3 years at a cheap price. So it's not about the salary. I think it's about Breslow not putting together the best possible package to maybe get Minnesota to say, all right, we'll take that. Here's Joe Ryan.
And I think it's a mixture, Greg. The organization, as Courtney said, heard the fan backlash.
In Fall River specifically, right, or somewhere else?
Yeah, Breslow had he was like Fauci. He got a security guard to walk around Boston with him. That they were nervous, so they attacked Rosenthal. They attacked those that said that they weren't being active because they felt the blowback of the fan base. And that Friday night extra inning win was huge against the Astros, looking back on it, considering think of the mood in Boston driving home on Friday from Fall River.
Yeah.
To the mood today. Yeah. It's like two different cities when it comes to the team.
Yeah, it is. And Red Sox rip off another win, and you can talk about that all morning long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Good morning.
Hello, Craig. I have questions. Questions about the Celtics trade, mm-hmm. which we probably don't have time to get to right now, but
all right.
Is that a salary
yes.
dump?
Okay. I don't think
yes.
so.
Yes.
It's $8 million.
Okay. Well, it's $8 million less.
But you have
that has to be what it is, right?
Well, but if you were going to dump salary, Simon's making $27 million. Anthony Simon, George's Niang was making $8 million. That's not really a salary dump. I don't know what the
hell
that
is. Okay, so it's a lottery move then.
I don't know what it is. I think it's
the team better.
No, the team is not better. I don't know what the purpose of it was, because when I think of a salary dump, then if you're going to dump anybody's salary, then you dump Anthony Simons, who's making $27 million this year for 1 year.
But did they gain salary or lose salary in the deal?
Well, they probably lost salary in the
right.
sense
yes.
that you got
they lost salary.
Right, but you're getting.
I agree with you that it would have made more sense
right.
for Simons. Yes, they would have dumped more salary.
Way
but at the end
salary.
Of the day, it's still a salary dump, whether it's $8 million or $27
million. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
it is what it is.
Yeah, if you want to
they
throw
didn't
it
get up, anything in return.
Yeah, if you want to throw it under that umbrella. But who you get, what's his name, LJ?
Wouldn't you do like an Aqua dump?
There was one.
What was the LJ? RJ. Luis.
RJ Luis is like a 6'7"
yeah.
point
right.
guard.
Right.
Yeah. My favorite trades are when you don't know. My favorite trades are the ones that you don't know the name of the guy you're acquiring.
Yeah, I know. I have
excellent
no
AAU player, though, by
oh.
the way. So
and then they picked up another
UMass
big
kid.
Yes, yeah. UMass kid.
What do we think about the Chisholm start as the Celtics governor?
I don't know. I just feel like this signals that they don't think this team is going to go very far this season.
Right.
So.
And listen, I'm all for it.
They don't have full confidence in Jaylen Brown putting the team on his shoulders and taking them all the way to
right.
the promised land.
And I'm all for it because that means if you have struggle and you don't have a great season, there's a chance you might become a lottery team.
Yeah.
And
all right.
You know.
Well, we got a lot to get to this morning. If you'd like to join us for any of it, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. A lot to get to, including our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes or so at 625. They said it at 720, and we will talk about Ja'Marr Chase launching insult grenades at his own quarterback. Mm. That's always comforting.
Nope.
And the news at 7:45, that includes Would Wiggy Eat It? And there is a new ice cream flavor available, which sounds utterly disgusting, if I could say it that way.
Where would it rank on Jones and Keefe's tiers of ice cream yesterday?
Yes, I caught that.
I missed that.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No.
Well, they tiered out ice cream flavors yesterday.
Yeah.
I love that show.
There was one. I love that show as well. There was one interesting thing that I had never thought about, which was, and I think Rich brought it up, on mint chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer that it is actually green, or are you okay with it if it's just the mint flavor in the vanilla mint chocolate chip?
I prefer green.
You do?
Yes.
But that's probably, I was thinking about it yesterday while I was driving, because oftentimes I'm thinking about ice cream while driving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably a mental thing. Like, it's the same flavor regardless, mm-hmm. but the color makes a difference for you somehow with mint chocolate chip.
Especially when it's like a mint Oreo. I really like the green.
Ugh.
I
Who wants to mess
trash?
Up their ice cream with putting mint in it?
Bingo. Get him, Wiggy.
You're messing up your ice cream. Like, if you want to have cookie dough, if you want to have cookies and cream, Oreo, what's the one you like, the cake batter?
Salted. Well, I like salt. I like all of them, but right. I like the salted caramel.
Right, and you always talk about the cake batter one,
the birthday cake one, yes, yeah. that they have at Van Leeuwen, but I think they stopped production of it, meaning that I went through all of it, Curtis. And we're only halfway through summer.
Who the hell adds mint to their ice cream?
It's not adding. It's the flavor.
But who wants it? All right,
I'm not
you want
saying,
to walk
like,
around
hi,
with fresh
can I get Oreo,
breath?
Add mint. It's mint Oreo.
I'm eating ice cream, not brushing my teeth.
No, it's very good, especially if you have it in frap form. Delicious. Ugh.
Mint and chocolate is the most overrated food combination in the history of food combinations.
Yeah, the only time I want mint on my chocolate is when I get to the hotel.
I'm so happy that they did black raspberry. I wish they had done black raspberry chip. It does not get enough credit. My favorite ice cream flavor.
Yeah, there was a veiled shot that was taken at me during the Tier Tuesday yesterday, and that mm-hmm. was on the cherry ice cream, because I had brought up last week or whatever the chocolate cherry chip, which I enjoy,
yeah.
and I feel like that was yet another shot at my taste when because I think they gave it no scoops, which was ridiculous.
Strawberry.
Underrated. Well, strawberry.
Cherry is
they did
no
cherry
scoops
too.
As well.
Yeah.
Mitch has it up on Twitter.
Yeah. I like a Rocky Road, though. I feel like
Rocky Road is weird.
A couple scoops.
People who like Rocky Road. Like, Rocky Road is... Also, I will say this. There, honestly, you say no mint. I don't think any kind of nut belongs in the flavor of an ice cream. Like...
That's in the flavor or like actual physical nuts?
Both. Like,
that part I disagree.
What, like a peanut butter Oreo?
Oh, well, I'll make an exception for peanut butter.
Ooh,
like pistachio ice cream, I agree with you on. Whereas, like, if you put almonds in actual physical almonds in the ice cream, give me a nice little crunch, I'm in.
No,
They
were talking about it with Rocky Road.
Yeah, Rocky Road.
That a big part of it is nuts and the marshmallows.
Right.
And then. I was thinking about maple walnut, which is disgusting and should not be an ice cream flavor. What you like that, Sean?
No, I don't like maple walnut ice cream. I like walnuts and I like maple syrup, but I don't like that as my ice cream.
Yeah. If I would just make one change, and this is a great list, I would have cookies and cream and cookie dough standing alone atop.
Yeah.
I don't think that cookies and cream should be with peanut butter. That is an insult to cookies and cream.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter is a good ice cream.
Oh,
perfectly fine.
Peanut butter, man.
I feel like the cookie part can be added to any flavor.
Yes.
And can improve the overall enjoyment of the ice cream. Yeah.
Good Oreo is just, I could eat that for the rest of my life.
I mean, all cookies and cream is vanilla ice cream with some Oreos in it. All it is.
All peanut butter is ice cream with peanut butter in it.
No, but I like it. I like the peanut butter chocolate. They didn't put that on there. I want peanut butter. I want chocolate. I want it all mixed up together.
Yeah. All right.
And if I were president, one last thing, I would have a set amount of cookie dough required to be in the actual cookie dough ice cream.
Yes.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Make cookie dough ice cream great again.
Like, you don't want to have to dig to the bottom and find the one or two chunks of it that are there. I agree on that. All right. Enough food. Can we talk sports, please, Curtis?
Let's do it.
We may We actually may have set the dialogue for the city yesterday, Curtis.
I mean, what a get by you. Alan Jackson making moves.
I can set the dialogue for the city.
Yep, I was 10 chins deep there.
36. We're up over 36,000 views on Alan Jackson on this show yesterday.
Just on Instagram.
Hours. That's
just on Instagram.
Yeah. I think there's some interest there.
Oh, yeah. So,
and also these, it was weird to me. There are some of these reporters that were so into being the Karen Reed trial reporter that they, at least one of them, lost their mind yesterday. I don't know who she is. Christina Rex.
Yeah, I know Christina. She covered the trial the whole time.
So Alan Jackson comes on the show, makes a little news, and says he's going to represent Karen in the civil trial. And so most everybody else that I saw gave us a little bit of credit. Appreciate that. Thank you. You know, that's not why I do it. I do it for the love of the game. But she, like an hour and a half later, sends a tweet out and says, I can confirm Alan Jackson will. I spoke to Alan Jackson. I can confirm he will represent Karen Reed. Mm. No, Alan Jackson confirmed that he will represent Karen Reed on a radio show.
Like,
this
we
morning.
Didn't even report
Christina.
It. He said it.
It's like when those they do it in sports as well, in Major League Baseball. Like, somebody has a scoop, and then somebody else goes, "Yep, made a call. I can confirm that." It's like, no, you don't have to confirm it. The person already had the scoop ahead of you.
Right. That is the biggest douche move in our field. When somebody has a breaking news story, and then all of a sudden, you know, Ben Bolin says, "I can confirm."
All right.
So she must have called him after, because I'm looking at it right now. It was right after the interview. Alan Jackson confirms to me that he'll be back in Mass soon to help defend Karen Reed after. So.
Yes.
Should I quote tweet that and say Alan Jackson confirmed he did call her?
Yes, please. Yes. Yes. Can you do that?
I'll do that right
now. Send that out now. Okay. Say we can confirm
Rex.
That Alan Jackson confirmed that he did speak with Christina Rex after he spoke with Greg Hill on WEEI. Please.
Oh, my God. That's a whopper.
That is a whopper.
I can't
All right.
That's because you're a hack and you just fly in. You get Alan Jackson. They were there for 40 hours a day.
They were there every day.
Grinding it out.
Oh, I was there every day at the trial.
Oh,
and somehow Alan Jackson decided to do his interview with that hack.
Right. Oh, what a joke.
All right. Well, let's get to what is trending with Courtney right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Sox take another against the Royals, 6-2 the final from Fenway. Garrett Crochet went 7 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while striking out 8. Crochet improves to 13-4 on the year. He extends his personal winning streak to 9 consecutive. That score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Last one with the Royals tonight, 7:10 first pitch from Fenway with Dustin May taking the mound. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show.
I was listening to Brooksy on the pregame on the radio last night. Made an excellent point about Alex Bregman and was talking about, because you ask all the time, what's going to be different in August? What is going to be different? And he was talking about Alex Bregman reading the scouting reports and then going out and working with Yoshida or going out and working with guys, and about the value of Alex Bregman as an additional coach on this baseball team. And so maybe it's early to say that this August is going to be different, but maybe that's a factor in it.
Yeah, well, that definitely helps out when you have a guy like that can help out a lot of players when it comes to hitting. Because wasn't Manny like that when he played? Manny was like, you know, as far as helping guys with hitting.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. When he was there, yeah.
Yeah,
when he
so
was
that definitely helps you out. Yes.
That usually was a Yankee he was talking to in the hotel bar.
We already talked about it this morning, but the Celtics have traded Georges Niang and 2 second-round picks to the Jazz, acquiring undrafted wing R.J. Louis in return. They then signed Chris Boucher to a 1-year contract. And after a walkthrough yesterday, the Patriots have a practice with the Washington Commanders today. We will hear from Mike Vrabel at 10, and practice is set for 10:15. And when we say we want to lose weight, we mean fat, not muscle. New studies show up to 40% of the weight lost on the new meds is muscle, not fat. Keep your muscle, lose the fat with Awaken 180. Awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, I have my tweet ready to hit send.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So Christina Rex's tweet, Alan Jackson confirms to me that he'll be back in MA soon to help defend Karen Reed against the civil wrongful death suit filed by the O'Keefe family. So my quote tweet, I can confirm, period, enter. Also hearing Alan Jackson will be flying to Boston for the civil trial.
Can you add in or maybe secondary tweet, angry Principal Dave can't confirm that Alan Jackson will be representing Karen Reed in the civil trial. Can you send that later?
I will, absolutely.
Okay. All right, excellent. Thank you. We are going to get to, or at least start to get to, our leads coming up.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote and seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Next. Chime, you like that one?
I love CCR. Who doesn't?
Yeah, great catalog. Hit after hit after hit. And John Fogerty is still playing. I think John Fogerty played in Quincy, Massachusetts last weekend because Darius Rucker played. We talked about that the other day. Darius Rucker played there on Saturday, but I think John Fogerty played there on Sunday.
He's
getting up there, but the man has hit after hit after hit.
I just saw him for the first time, and he looks exactly as I would think John Fogerty looks.
Well, Curtis, I mean, he's at an advanced age, but was, I mean, that band was underappreciated, I think, at the time in the 1960s and the 1970s. So, okay. Well, we are dealing with the wildfire haze again today. So hazy start to the morning. There's a cluster F developing on 495 North, where the intersection with 93 is, and they have the off-ramps on 93 closed because of an overturned tractor trailer. So heads up, if you go to work that way or you got to take the kids to camp or whatever, you might want to avoid that. We are going to get to, they said it, at 7:20, and we will hear from Ja'Marr Chase, who oddly took a shot at his own quarterback yesterday and other things during They Said It in about 45 minutes or so. And then the Curtis camp query of the day at 8:20 this morning. This is Dan the Breadman. Hello, Dan.
My good friend Casey Kasem informs me CCR 7... Number twos, no number ones.
What?
Correct.
Seven
number twos.
Seven
no number
twos and never a single number one hit. Well, I blame that on the taste of the record consumer, not on the band, because they should have had some number one hits. But
I can confirm they did not have a number one hit.
It is crazy sometimes on this show when somebody calls and they're speaking a different language. Like I would listen to you guys have that back and forth, And like no clue. Well, CCR was the band that we just played.
Yeah.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes.
Never heard of them.
Some or referred to as Clarence.
Never heard of them before.
Yeah.
And then to have somebody call and talk about how they had seven number two hits and zero number ones.
Yes. Okay. That is it. Now, no offense, but some listening to this show think you're speaking another language.
Correct.
Oftentimes.
We all speak a different language.
We do.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm like, wow, what are you speaking
right.
over
yes.
there?
Yes.
When you start saying some of those things and like whatever places you go on.
Marino.
Nantucket and some of those things. I'm like, whoa, what's that?
Yeah.
Looking like a great week, Greg, for Nantucket. Picked a good one.
603 text. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to – I don't want to jinx it, but I think I'm going to have the best week of the summer for vacation next week.
What was going on last night, though?
What?
They were clearing everybody from, like, town. It was a weird situation.
Oh, there was a bomb threat at the Polo store.
They saw a domestic car.
It's very scary.
Yes, it was. Let's see. 603 text. Does Greg have full control over Shime's wedding when it comes to being the DJ? I don't know if I've been formally asked or not.
To be the DJ? No, we're relieving you that duty. You can just be you can just be a guest.
Oh.
Enjoy yourself.
Yikes.
Oh. I thought you wanted me to DJ your wedding. I haven't done one in a good 30, 40 years, but
yeah, you can leave the records at home. We'll have some guy with a computer come in and take care of it. Don't worry about it.
I think I could figure the computer out.
I mean, you can't figure out the one in that room.
As somebody who does your computer every morning, no, you cannot.
No?
No.
You can't even pull up the pop-out for the Twitch chat.
Because you have to blend from those little turntables now.
I had a real issue the other day because I was trying to switch the credit card that was on the app where the grocery delivery app, Instacart. And I could not figure it out for the life of me. Thank God Lindsay was able to help me. I just could not figure out where it was.
I don't ask for much. Lindsay, please record this next time.
All right. So can you imagine trying to blend Darius Rucker and Dave Matthews Band if you can't even get your credit card right?
Well, it's all done for you. Like, that's the Gen Z vibe.
Yeah, but you still have to blend it, though. Where you got to be making
really
this seamless transition.
The computer does that for you. Like, I used to have to figure out... I'd have one record queued up.
Yeah.
Like if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see. Have the half headphone, one record queued up, ready to go. Other record, I'd then like do this headphone in the shoulder and put the other hand on the other turntable and let it rip as soon as I thought it was supposed to. That was the segue.
You can find the perfect
place. That's the art of the segue.
You must have been sweating like a madman.
Depending on the venue. I mean, if it were outside, I was probably okay for the first couple hours. But I can't. I'm honestly kind of offended by that. Like you said on the show, did you not say did you not invite me on the show to DJ your wedding?
No, you kind of invited yourself.
No, but
I think it was Jackson. Jackson said that you could DJ his wedding, and then Shime said he wanted you to come as a guest.
Oh,
it's hard when you have two people getting married at the same time on the show.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
which I still think we should do together.
Nope.
But.
Sorry. It's been nixed.
This is actually a smart move by Shime because Greg totally would have written off DJing as the gift as well.
For sure.
Well, oftentimes I feel like my presence is the present, Curtis.
Right. Certainly is.
And at a lot of weddings nowadays, they tell the DJ what they want to hear.
Like a no-fly zone.
Like a list.
That's always been the case.
Oh, is that? 100%.
Okay. Yeah.
Greg,
did
you see this on X?
What?
Christina Rex can confirm Greg Hill will not be DJing Shime's wedding.
Any responses to her so far this morning?
A couple funny ones.
Yeah.
Yep. One gave her a silver medal for the report.
I've never met her, but I hear she's very nice.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
Yep.
I'm sure she's very nice.
We all
just needed to rush to the X machine to make sure everybody knew that she confirmed it with Alan Jackson after Alan Jackson said it in an interview that set the dialogue for the city 2 hours before. But okay.
Or maybe she doesn't get up until after 10, so she missed that.
So she just randomly decided to call Alan Jackson yesterday.
Yeah. On a whim.
Hey, Alan, Christina Rex here. Just wondering, any chance you're coming back to defend Karen Reed? So he's like, funny you called.
Yeah.
Just spoke about that in an interview I did.
She's like, oh, I didn't even hear that. I just woke up.
I just woke up. Had an urge to call you, find out whether you might be defending Karen Reed in the civil case.
Right.
My sources tell me the Red Sox have won 7 straight.
Text line can confirm Nantucket is in fact an island.
Can confirm.
Can confirm.
Can confirm. Now, okay.
Now, it would have been a story if she called him and he said, no, I had a stroke. I'm not going to do it.
Or if he said, no, actually, that interview was AI Alan Jackson. And WEEI is committing fraud.
Oh, my God. That's a whopper.
That would have been a great story.
The Karen Reed stuff, you know, people talking about they heard it. And the split.
It's nuts.
I don't think I've ever seen anything where it's like 50-50.
Do you remember when Greg and I had a photo with her and the, like, there was people either were obsessed or people were so mad at us.
Yeah.
But usually, well,
like, I hate to break it to these people, like, the job that we do is to get interesting people on the radio show. Like, I, you know, you don't have to, because the guy's on, you don't have to agree with what he says. I mean, that's kind of what we do. So
there's some people like it's OJ level, and I was like, wow, is it? Yeah. I mean, I'm not really in, but the split of the 50% of the people think she did it, and the other 50% think there was some conspiracy. It's even with her being found not guilty in both of the trials. Normally you'd say like, all right, 80% of the people be like, wow, they railroaded this poor lady, but it's still like, man, cut right down the middle.
Well, do you feel different? Because you and I off air had a conversation yesterday where we were saying, how much do you think the rights to the story were sold to, whether it was Lionsgate, I forget. And you were saying that you feel like it's way more localized,
right,
which I think that it's grown across the country. Like, I think people all over the country know about Karen Reed.
I don't know enough about, like, I would have to ask people that are not.
Is your phone ringing?
Yeah.
Can you answer it?
Hello?
Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Hi, just calling to confirm that you said on the radio that you know Christina Rex.
It's not funny.
Is that true?
I've never met her.
I'm just trying to confirm. I'm just trying to confirm that.
She and I follow each other, and I've heard she's very nice.
All right, thank you. Just calling to confirm. I now, Curtis.
I was like, I now, took my phone, but I always have Greg's on loud.
I can now confirm, Curtis. I am now prepared to confirm that Courtney knows Christina Rex through social media.
All right.
Okay. All right, we have got to take a break, but we will be back with leads next.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Chime, there is one band and one band only that I may hate more than Rush, and you just played it.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Awful. When someone says yes, I say no. Awful band. I can't believe what. And how would you ever decide to play yes and Roundabout?
Well, I try to, you know, contrary to popular belief, I try to, you know, kind of source it out, look for stuff that I haven't played before. I found this. I was like, oh, I've never played a song from this Roundabout popular song. So I was like, you know what? Let's go with that one.
They would not know the winning hook if it slapped them in the face. Awful. And like,
can confirm. Greg hates yes.
Yes, can confirm. I only hate two bands. Well, maybe three. Yes, Rush, and Kraftwerk,
Those are the only band, and they're all like those keyboardy, artsy fartsy, 12-15 minute song bands. Like, no, thank you.
I don't get the other two. But the Rush thing baffles me because people either hate them or love them.
Right?
There's no in between.
It's the second time you've discovered something like this morning. You were spot on the Karen Reed trial.
Right. And now, it's like,
and now you figured it out with Rush.
I don't get it. I don't get like the, like, it's not even people like, oh, okay, I don't like this song, but I like this song. It's like, I love Rush or I hate Rush.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you one thing about Rush.
I mean, I know they're from Canada, right?
I know Ken loves them.
Yeah, well, the travel agent loves Rush. He's obsessed with them.
He probably liked that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Razor fall on it?
Razor
probably loves him. He's Canadian.
No, I know. That's why.
Yeah,
that's why
I don't remember. We have discussed it with Razor, but
I think he liked him.
All right, let's get to leads, which are brought to you this morning by Subaru. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event, which is going on right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg, good morning. We had talked about a while back how we had found out that ESPN was going to be acquiring the NFL Network and NFL Red Zone in particular, because that was something we were concerned about. We don't want ESPN infringing on our product, ruining our product, incorporating Pat McAfee into NFL Red Zone. And I have good news for you, Greg. Yesterday, they released statements about the acquisition of the NFL Network.
Were you able to confirm this?
I can confirm this, Curtis. And I will read verbatim. The NFL will continue to own and produce NFL Red Zone and distribute it digitally through NFL Plus. So we don't have to worry about ESPN putting their grubby little fingers all over our NFL Red Zone. Scott Hansen is safe. That product is safe.
Do you believe
them? We'll have our commercial-free football.
Do you believe them?
No.
Yes.
Okay. They spent a boatload of money acquiring not only Red Zone, but the NFL Network, or at least a portion thereof.
Right.
But you think they're going to be able to keep their grubby little hands out of it?
The whole reason ESPN wanted it was so that they can move it to traditional cable television or whatever package you want to assume and put it on their upcoming streaming device.
Yeah, that's but Sean's so naive. Did you not hear Charles Barkley? You're talking about one of the best studio shows ever in Inside the NBA.
I would say the best.
Oh, the best, okay.
I would say it is the best.
All right, the best, the Inside the NBA, now on ESPN, and Charles Barkley basically said they shot some pilots for it, and it is absolute ish what they're trying to do.
Really?
Oh, he was like, they got Kenny doing fashion, and then Shaq doing this and other stuff. And
are they doing Women's Night inside the NBA?
Yes.
Celtics always do Women's Night.
I'm working on a confirmation.
Okay, yeah. I'd like to know when that is. I want to tune in for that.
I love it.
I mean, I guess it's like every few months, right?
Yeah.
Somebody was going to say something. What was it?
I said, isn't Women's Night every few nights?
I'm just having fun.
Right.
So yeah, as long as they leave it alone, great. If they screw with it, it's going to be an issue, I think.
You know, you're going to see McAfee and Stephen A. Smith on that thing.
All right. Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
I would just like to be positive. I would like to have a positive outlook today and say the doom and gloom surrounding the Patriots training camp, whether it's people saying they're not hitting, they're taking too many days in walkthroughs, why is Morgan Moses and Carlton Davis and all these guys not on the field? Why is Drake May throwing interceptions? Why is Ramondre Stevenson fumbling? This time of year with a new head coach is impossible to gauge. Today you'll get some information when they're playing the scrimmages against the Commanders, but I hear people like Greg Bedard and this like panic set in about the Patriots and how they're not being physical enough and how is Vrabel doing this. It's like the way that we used to watch the Patriots when Wiggy had two-a-days at Bryant College bears zero resemblance to the NFL today. And I'm giving Mike Vrabel the benefit of the doubt that he's not a moron, that he sees the team, he sees veteran players, He's trying to get the team ready to go. The Patriots hit and took guys to the ground last year. They beat the Bengals and basically nobody else. So they were ready for week one, but not weeks 2 through 18. I feel like people are tuning it out.
Yeah.
When you keep being negative about Will Campbell, or you're negative about anybody else, like, I don't know if they're going to be great, but nationally, the coverage is far more positive about the Patriots than it is locally.
Right.
Welcome to Massholia.
Did you hear Tom E. Curran, my former archenemy, on with Jones and Keefe yesterday by any chance, Curtis?
I did not.
Okay. Are we playing that during They Said It, Shime, or no?
We are, Greg. I have it available for you.
Yeah. I spot on, really kind of talking about how it's people want to describe it. They've been describing it as a catastrophe.
So we do around here, Greg.
I know. It's 11 days of camp. Like, I mean, Curtis is right. Like, and nobody who's saying it ever played a single down in the NFL.
What?
Like,
we've never played a single inning in Major League Baseball, and that thing is falling apart over there. So that's what we do around here.
But I understand the years when you have Joe Judge and Matt Patricia on offense, or there's, you know, Cam Newton throwing bounce passes. Like, there is time where it's okay to be panicked. Josh McDaniels is your offensive coordinator. Mike Vrabel's your head coach. There are smart people in charge. I don't know if they'll be successful or not, but, like, Will Campbell, I don't think is going to be awful. And just because in training camp in shells he got beat by a guy doesn't mean he stinks. It might just be good news for your defense. Maybe the Patriots' defense is just really effing good.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't all have to mean the sky is falling. And if
right, but we evaluate what we see, right? If Drake May was throwing...
Do you think Greg Bedard and Mike Vrabel see the same thing when watching the football field?
No. I know. I completely agree with that. But these people go down there, and we talked about it. If Drake May, the hitch is back. If he doesn't look good...
But again, the hitch might have been there, and the hitch wasn't there during the regular season. So
there
was breathless reporting on the hitch, right? And didn't turn out to be an issue.
No, but you know how people are that go down there and they're like, you know, with Will Campbell, it's, you know, Will Campbell looks awful. The fourth overall pick. That's not good for people who don't go down there and they hear this stuff.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, great lead. Thank you.
Thank you.
A lead from Courtney coming up, a lead from Wiggy coming up, and my lead coming up on the Wednesday Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.